right, that's it. I'd love to play Tyler, the Creator, but given the choice between myself and Tyler, the Creator, I have to go with me only because I got to do what I got to do. You know, I got to do what I got to do. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know. I can't have it. I can't have it. You ever seen Robert De Niro in both Goodfellas and The King of Comedy? I can't do it. I can't do it, you know? I can't do this 6 weeks. How many times have I told you I can't do this? What do you want, the tears to come out of my eyes? You know? And then in Goodfellas, says, I can't have it. The two of them coming over, I can't have it. I can't do it. So anyway, I didn't know that Robert De Niro's father was a famous artist. This is pretty cool. I don't know if it's cool or not, to be honest with you. It probably was hellish, you know, to have a father who was an artist. And I think I read where his father was very frustrated, and I think he was proud of his son, but he saw his son's career really take off, you know, as an actor in the 70s, while his efforts as a painter, I think is what he was, were not so much appreciated, you know. And, you really have to be a dad then. You got to give your blood your due. And for some men, it's what I'm saying is probably, a lot of guys are saying, well, of course, you know, but, you know, ego is ego. Artist ego is artist ego. And my father, to this day, I know, as much of a mensch as he tried to be, I know he was frustrated. I don't think he handled watching me go into the world and succeed as I did. I don't think he handled it very well. I don't think he liked it. I don't think he wanted to hear too much about it, because I think it reminded him of some what he should have been doing at my age. He got married, you know, when he was 30. No, excuse me. He was 27 when he got married. I wasn't married at 27. My dad's talking to me. I'm 27, 28 years old. I'm in California, single as a motherfucker, on the radio in L.A., you know. And I know that that's probably what he wished that he'd have done in terms of his domestic thing. I'm looking at this fucking soccer game in, this is in Newcastle. Look at the goddamn rain coming down in this thing. I don't know if you can see it. Newcastle, look at the fucking rain, man. This is up near the Scottish, is this not up near the Scottish border? It's in northern England. Newcastle on Tyne, is that what it is? And they're playing Aston Villa. But here it is, December in England. Pissing down fucking rain. Christ, this is everything that 28 days later was, oh, Jesus, watch out for the fucking rage fight. Look at that goddamn rain coming down. When do they ever stop these games? Doesn't the bloody pitch get too much of a bug? Oh man, that was a great header. It's a great fucking header. That guy in goal for Aston Villa, by the way, that bald guy is a Yank. He's an American. Watch this. Watch this. Look at that shot. God damn, that's a great shot. Now watch this fucking thing. That might have gone in. That's a great save. But I got to tell you, what a shot. Fuck. These guys are amazing. At this level of the game. Come on, bro. Scored it. You know, you can see that a mile away. He just right-footed that fucking thing. He just kind of goofy-footed that thing a little bit, man. Watch this. When they show the replay. He just kind of goofy-footed that motherfucker. I don't know why. The goalie must have been blocked from the shot, because it looked like he should have saved it. Here it is. Yeah, it looks like he's blocked off the shot. There he is. He got blocked. He was really ragged ass coming over for that. Look at him. Look at him. Look at how ridiculous this guy's moving here, this goalie. Goaltender. Oh, fuck, dude. You should have grabbed a hold of that thing, man. Mm-mm-mm. You're not acquitting the Yanks all that well there with your goofy foot play there, brah. All right, well, anyway, welcome to this thing that we call the Phil Hendry Show pre-show. A couple of stories that I'm going to be talking about here today, one of which is the Steve Harvey fuck-up, Star Wars bust, eye gagger. I want to find out something here, man, without further ado. I want to find out, number one, I want to do... Jesus H. Christ, 6 fucking minutes. I don't know. All right. It's called 39. So I'm hopefully get this motherfucker going here at 10:45, 11:45. Okay, I'll get this thing done. But I really want to get some notes on Steve Harvey. I heard that Steve Harvey also tweeted the wrong spelling on Philippines, but they don't have anything in the story here. Steve Harvey. So what's Trump had to say? Has he had any smart ass shit to say? Bennington. I'll tell you what, man. Somebody tweeted, have you considered having Phil Hendry on to the Ron Bennington show? Ron Bennington's show, I did a character voice of Ron Bennington on my show in Miami, and I got fucking torn an ass by the head of Cox Radio. I won't mention any names, but I got accused by Bennington's attorney of hoaxing, and I don't know, maybe it was, you know. I didn't think I was doing the voice all that well.
Yeah, it was talking like Ronnie, you know. It was
whichever guy that talks like that, I was doing that.
It was pretty easy voice to do. It wasn't all that big of a deal. And people thought I was really the guy, and so...
And I was doing it because I think we were just fucking bagging on him a little bit. You know, WIOD was... he was on Zeta 4.
Was he?
The Ron and Ron show. It was Zeta 4. Anyway, that got to be unbelievable contretemps. So, I remember sitting in Bob Green's office and being read the fucking riot act. But, you know, you got to... radio pretty much demanded that you do that kind of shit. Brody Stevens tweeted tonight, I know how Steve Harvey feels. 2 years ago in front of 20,000 people, I introed Chris D'Elia as Chris Hardwick. Yeah, man. that's being a mensch there, Brody. That's it's the truth, isn't it? You fuck up in front of a lot of people, man. Brody is a good guy. He's a good guy. He's a funny motherfucker, and he's a good man. Let me see here. All right, so we got that shit. And, which, by the way, bro, if you're watching or listening, he offered to mentor me in my ongoing, continuing efforts at live stage performing. And, you know, and Paul Provenza, I got to call him back. These are a couple of great guys. I got to take advantage of that. That's some major experience there. Major experience there, man. Major experience there. I'm going to go and do Sketchfest on the 15th. Really excited. It's always fun to go to San Francisco. You know, just how can you not love San Francisco? I've always loved San Francisco. As somebody said to me one time, well, you know, what's the worst thing you can say about San Francisco? The worst thing I can say about San Francisco is that it's, after a while, it's kind of boring because I've been there and done that. But you know what? And I understand that it has its bad shit. You know, I've known for 30-plus fucking years that San Francisco is psycho. I know that. I know that. That's not a fucking newsflash. It's a psycho, crazy motherfucking place. There's no question about it. No question about it. You know, it's a very fucked up place in a lot of ways. Still is in a lot of ways. But in a lot of ways, it's also just, it's San Francisco, man. It's the edge of the world. It's the Barbary Coast. It's the sailors and the dock workers and the fucking, it's the union brawls of the 1920s and 30s. It's the, you know, it's the defense workers and the returning sailors and soldiers of World War II. And the you saw the drunk history on Daniel Inouye, you know, coming back a Japanese American with no fucking arm and can't even get a goddamned haircut because some motherfucking racist fuck barber, he don't cut Chinese hair, all this shit, you know. Like the world is all that, you know, like America's all that much fucking different, you know, as we're finding out. But You know, San Francisco is not unlike any other American city. It's just more maybe extreme in its application of Americana, you know. But it's also a city that attracts really good people. You know, it's a beautiful city, so it attracts beautiful people, you know. And it's halftime at Newcastle Aston Villa. 1-0, Newcastle. You know, I was up there 2 years ago and saw this guy in a wheelchair. I told you the story. The guy in a wheelchair falls out of his fucking wheelchair. Christ, people were walking by. I didn't give a shit. Walking by. I didn't give a flying fuck about that man, you know. But see that in L.A. all the time, you know. Also, the other thing is the part of town that we were walking in. Walk outside of the Four Seasons. Yes, that's where I was staying because, well, I must have a certain level of comfort. Walk outside the Four Seasons in San Francisco and go up maybe a couple blocks. Just take a walk, which is what we were doing. It was after dinner. We were walking. And it's kind of a scumball area. It's kind of a scumbag area because it's a little bit... Some of the winos from, you know, sort of down there on 3rd Street, you know, and Howard and those, they kind of drift up to Market. And the reason why I bring that up is because, I mean, I'm sorry to say this, but one wino falls out of a wheelchair, all the other one is just going to walk by. I don't give a fuck. Just because you're living on Skid Row doesn't make you a saint. You're more likely not to step over that fucking guy because you've got problems of your own. But anyway, it's been an interesting city for a long time. It's endlessly fascinating. And I really loved that book, Season of the Witch, you know, about the history of San Francisco between 1967 and 1983. And you really, if you're interested in San Francisco, and I mean, you really want to read a good chunk of history, real history, read that book.
Well, we're down here. Just what you think of the movie?
Yeah, it was pretty good, but I did see that Finn, that they introduced a new character, and he got beheaded, and he did get a discount.
Hold on, man, you're not allowed.
Well, I don't know what do you mean I'm not allowed?
You're not allowed to say.
That's kind of a spoiler.
Yeah, Mr. Henry said it's a spoiler.
Well, I don't care if that, well, cut his nut off, the dick.
All right, Phil,
Hey, RC, why would you want to do that?
Because I think people ought to know that they're introducing characters.
All right. Hold on for a minute, man. How much time I got? Am I going to 39? Yeah, okay. What is it? Good old John, man. I want to look here and see where the Star Wars... Two bad throws from Brady. What was the final story? Oh, 33-16, shit. Paul Stanley running errands with his 95-year-old dad. That is a fucking boss. That's boss. Peter Criss, Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons. Well, Gene Simmons had 808,000 likes. Kiss has 12 million likes. Peter Criss, 200,000 likes. Paul Stanley, 590. I guess that Ace Frehley, 484,000. By your fan of this movie, your love. Oh my God! Well, I gotta have to save this one, man. How do I bookmark this? Bookmark. Where was the Miss USA pageant? Was that in whatever the fuck it's called, the Miss Universe pageant? Very classy, this Miss Columbia, for what it's worth. You know, she was extremely classy. She said she called it a very rare, non-traditional crowning moment. It's very 2015. Yeah, that's that'll stand in for Vegas. And then we need for the Star Wars Long Street. That's it.
Collins and talking to Professor Emery Clayton.
I said that I didn't want to talk to him. Why would you do this to me, man? Why would you do this to me? I said I don't want to talk, and I don't want to talk.
Well, I thought a lot of it was pretty good.
Why are you talking so close, y'all?
Hey, let me tell you something, Professor. You know, Professor Emory Clayton's here. He's looking at a dirty movie.
I was not looking at a dirty movie. Let me just say...
Go ahead, Professor.
I went in... Are you talking about me going into the... to the Scout?
Yeah, and everyone knows that the Scout is a very, very notorious and obnoxious dirty movie.
It's not a dirty... It's a movie theater that has art films. Fuck you,
God, that fucking goddamn thing. I hate the sound of that thing, man. That goddamn siren. Gotta get a better street sound than that. The car in City Street. This is in a car. I don't want to be in a car. I want to be in a city office. City office. Nah, bullshit. Drive through. Fire. Gym, horse track, kitchen, mall. On plane, here's a craps table.
You're all right, 11, 7 of craps, 11. Do it all day. You're all right, 11, 7 of craps.
City traffic.
All right, we're out in Hollywood Boulevard right now, where we've just seen Star Wars over here, and
where was Star Wars, man, tonight? Was it at the where was Star Wars tonight? Star Wars breakdown projector stalls while the audience goes crazy, and the force with them was not. The fans went nuts at a midnight screening of Star Wars: The Force Awakens when the projection system malfunctioned. The arc light in Hollywood, more sound than visual fury. The embedded Facebook clip recorded the crowd erupting in a pandemonium. Filmgoer Eric Melendez posted the video, writing that that projector at Star Wars midnight 3D show at the Arclight ruined, stopped, then started again towards the end of the movie. The movie was spoiled, and everyone in the theater went crazy. Oh, please. Are you serious, man? This is Deadline?
Go back 5 minutes!
Just go back!
You got 5 minutes?
Look at this. Check it out. People go to ape shit with their fucking Star Wars.
See,
Well, there you have it. That was pretty funny. And obviously, I think the audience handled it pretty fucking good. You know, so they went crazy. That's not them going crazy. That's them actually being pretty cool about the whole thing. I want to get that story, though. How do I do that? Let me get this story here. Print. And print. Okay, it's probably going to come out pretty fucked up, but hey. Got two more minutes here, and then we're going to rock this motherfucker. Where is the copy for Thanksgiving? Wait a minute, man. Where is it, dude? Aye. Let me go to, Okay, where is the fucking ad copy, man? Where's the folder that I wanted on the desktop? The folder that I wanted on the desktop for the ad copy. Where is it? God damn it. This is what slows me up. Fucking, I'm right at 30 minutes on this motherfucking pre-show. Now I gotta keep pulling my fucking dick on this shit. I wanted a desktop folder that says ad copy, so if I don't know where it is, if I can't find it, if that, if something else, if, you know, a million other things, the folder is here. I got three folders here: Office, Google Drive, some other shit. Where is it, man? Really unfucking real, man. Just unreal, dude. Where the fuck is this motherfucker at? Come on, man. Where's it at? Folder, desktop, ad copy. Where? Contacts, desktop, downloads, fail. Why does this, where is it, man? All I need is a folder on the desktop that says ad copy. Oh, wait. Never mind. I found the goddamn motherfucker. Never mind. All right, so what are we doing here, man? We really need to fucking, you know, get our act together on this shit, though, because it's not updated, you know? Who's the chick that won? The chick that won is, God dang. How much fucking time am I running over in this fucking pre-show? God damn it. 39, four fucking minutes. Beth M, okay. Beth M. All right, here we go, man. Print that motherfucker. And then let me give it this. Yes, save that motherfucker. Then I want the Christmas, BSP Christmas promo. Here it is. All right, print. Yay, fucking yay. Oh, fuck. Are you ready, man? Because I sure as shit ain't.
Oh, and this is going to be great because I got Margaret's voice is all fucked up. Oh, and welcome. This is Margaret Gray. And this is the world famous Phil Henry. Okay, where are we at?
Audio, man. Helicopter. Plane. Where's the plane, man? Plane. And then, like explosion. Explosion. So we go like this, you know.
Pull it out, Phil. Pull it out.
Skyboard, me.
All right, so,
hey, how are they running up there anyway? It sounds like World War fucking II.
Ready? Yeah, it's ready. Yeah, I'm ready. All right, 47, motherfuckers. 47. Wrong, fucking wrong. Here we go.